At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Welcome to our latest Grazia Beauty Life Lessons Wedding Beauty Special, a series of expert interviews with tips, advice, and tricks all about how to look and feel your best on your wedding day. This time, we have a brilliant beauty and fashion content creator, stylist and new mum.
My name's Sinead Crowe, or Mrs. Earl now. I'm a fashion, beauty, lifestyle blogger or influencer on Instagram, YouTube, and I have my own blog at Love Style Mindfulness.
Sinead Crowe started her career as a freelance stylist working face-to-face with clients. Perhaps no surprise then that she thinks the person doing your wedding makeup should be someone you like having around.
It was really nice to have someone that I could just kind of chat, and I just kind of forgot about all of my worries and just sat having like a girly chat with her, which was really nice.
A big fan of skincare and fragrance, Sinead's signature style is all about a glowing skin base, a slick of mascara and rosy lips. And coming up, we hear about how she took a bit of a gamble on her wedding day false tan.
Because I'm so pale naturally, I didn't turn the colour I wanted, so I did something really stupid and used wash-off tan.
Did you? On the day?
When I took my dress off, it was orange on the inside, but thankfully it hadn't seeped to the outside.
And how some forward planning might be needed to make sure you get to keep hold of some mementos from your big day.
My husband's grandmother asked if she could take one of the candles, and I was like, of course you can. And then someone else asked, and I was like, of course. By the end of the night, there was no candles left, and I was like,
oh no,
I haven't got any. My memories.
It was brilliant to hear Sinead's memories and tips. Here she comes for a chat. Hello and welcome. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I am very well, thank you. I'm really excited to hear about all of your best beauty advice today.
Yeah, I can't wait to share some. It's quite a while ago now that I got married, but hopefully I'll remember everything.
I'm sure it'll come back to you, but let's start with that then. Let's kind of go back to your wedding day and chat about that in general before we jump in with the advice. So when was it? How did you celebrate? What did you wear? Obviously a big one.
So we literally slipped it in just before everything went crazy. So I feel like we were really lucky in that aspect. So I'm trying to think back. I think it was 2019 now, but I feel like the last couple of years have just been wiped from my memory. And we got married in the November. I really wanted a winter wedding. Don't ask me why. I just had it in my mind. I actually think that the main reason was because I wanted a long sleeve dress.
Nice.
So I based the whole wedding around that. And then when it came to getting the dress, I went for sleeveless.
I love that. You organised the whole wedding on the long sleeve. And do you know what? Yeah, sleeveless.
Yeah, but don't tell my husband that that's why we had a winter wedding. But yeah, so we got married. We had a really small wedding. We only had 40 guests, including us actually. So 38 guests for the main thing. And then we had maybe 100, just over 100 for the evening. So it's quite intimate, which was really nice. Lots of greenery and candles, really cozy kind of feel.
Gorgeous. And you got it in then before everything, the world changed.
Yeah, literally. So we got married in the November, and then 2 days later, we went on holiday to Australia for 3 weeks. And just after we got back from Australia, everything happened with all the bushfires. And then in the new year, everything happened with the pandemic. So yeah, we were really lucky with our timing.
And you got a long haul flight as well before it all went crazy.
I know.
That is one way to celebrate. Well, that sounds amazing. And before we jump in with your advice, what would you say your bridal beauty style was in general? Like, did you go all out? Were you kind of relying on those tried and tested staples?
I was really kind of laid back I just really, my most important thing was I wanted to look like myself. I know a lot of people who got married who kind of went full out, had hair extensions, had eyelash extensions, teeth whitening, like just literally did everything to look their best selves, which I completely get. But I just really wanted to feel confident and myself. So I kind of went for a more simple approach to my beauty.
So would you say you weren't so big on the kind of prep element? You just wanted to kind of focus on a little bit in the morning, but the run-up wasn't, you didn't want to put that extra stress on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even think I had a hair trial. No, I definitely didn't have a hair trial at all. I had one makeup trial and it just went well. My main thing was I just want my makeup to last all day. I don't want to have to be worrying about touching it up. And then I just kind of focused on skincare in the run-up.
I love that though, taking just a laid-back approach and just enjoying the moment for what it is as well, rather than getting worried about all the kind of run-up.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's jump into your best pieces of advice then. And let's start with makeup. I know you mentioned it there. What is your best piece of bridal makeup advice?
So I would say definitely to have a really good makeup artist. I had the lovely Amy from Bobbi Brown. Bobbi Brown actually gifted me my makeup, which was so lovely of them. And she just knew exactly what I wanted. She made me look like me. I felt so confident because I just felt like myself and I felt like the best version of myself. And she was also just really lovely on the day. So it didn't feel like a stranger was there. She was just like joining in with everyone, kind of fit in perfectly, was like chatting away, giving us me tips and advice because she just got married. She also did my mum and sister's makeup, and my sister's so picky about having her makeup done. And she was like, I want to do it myself. And I said, no, honestly, you can trust her. And then after she did my makeup, my sister was like, okay, yeah.
She was like, I want her to do mine.
Yeah.
Well, funny enough, Amy actually did my makeup as well at my wedding in France. And I can definitely say, yeah, everything that you said is true. When you just feel calm in someone's presence, I think is so important when you're looking for that bridal makeup moment. You want someone who you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because ultimately they're, you know, just sharing like the most special day of your life. You want someone nice.
Exactly. And when you're, I don't know about anyone else, but I was so nervous in the morning. And the last thing you want to do is be sat in an awkward silence while you're having your makeup
done.
So it was really nice to have someone that I could just kind of chat, and I just kind of forgot about all of my worries and just sat having like a girly chat with her, which was really nice.
And what products did Amy use to create your look? And can you kind of talk us through as well, what did you go for? Did you go for kind of any particular lip or blush or eye look?
So I've written it all down because I knew you were going to ask me this.
I like that you're prepared.
So she started with skincare. So I actually hadn't been using Bobbi Brown skincare beforehand, but she started with Bobbi Brown as the base. So had like a really nice rich face cream and then hydrating eye cream. And then she used full cover concealer and long wear foundation. And that was like the most important thing. As I said, I wanted my skincare to last all day. So she used a Skin Long Wear Weightless Foundation. And then just kind of went for a really natural look. As I said, I did have eyeshadow, but it was like really nude eyeshadow. Nothing too dramatic. No like liquid eyeliner or anything. Just some nice mascara. She used a smoky eye mascara and the No Smudge mascara. So she used a particular one for the bottom and a particular one for the top, which I thought was quite extravagant.
Yeah, love it. You said there about the long wear formulas, and what you wanted was makeup that you put on in the morning and you didn't have to fuss around and it was there with you for the day. And yeah, choosing those mascaras and things like that, choosing those long wear formulas is going to just cut out so much faff in the day that you don't want with your kind of touch-ups and things like that.
Exactly. And the thing that I hate the most and always usually happens to me is I end up, if I wear heavy foundation, with like a smudge of mascara under my eyes. So I guess you like carefully pick to the one that would make sure that didn't happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And then for my lips, she actually used a pink, which I was kind of worried about because I don't really wear lipstick much. And if I do, I'm so a nude girl. Like, I only ever wear nude lipsticks. But she kind of patted it on, so it was really pale, just like a hint of colour. I've got a funny story, actually. My sister literally only gave... She had a handbag, so she was looking after my wedding lipstick. And the other day, she said, oh, I've got your lipstick from your wedding day in my handbag still.
Well, it's probably as well with, the, you know, the pandemic. You haven't used your handbag that much until recently. So she's like, oh, she shouldn't have told you, really. She should have just kept it.
Well, I was like, I'm glad. I probably won't use it again. I just want to keep it for memory.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. Okay, let's talk about hair then. What is your best piece of bridal hair advice?
So I know a lot of people wear their hair up, but I went for hair down just because I always wear my hair down. Also, I feel like if it was up, it would bother me that it was falling out. I'd feel like I'd have to keep checking on it. And one of my best friends, Ben, actually did my hair for me. And he did something that I just thought was amazing. And as I drank more in the evening, I kept telling everyone how amazing I thought it was. So he literally lifted up like a small part of my hair, did the tiniest braid I've ever seen in my life. And then kind of got it so that the veil stuck into the braid.
Oh, that is clever.
So you couldn't see it at all. Yeah, you couldn't see it at all. I just looked like my hair was down. And then the veil just sat perfectly in this braid. And then it meant that later on, when I took the veil out, my hair just looked normal. You couldn't tell.
That's a brilliant tip. Is that something he does with lots of brides? It's one of his fail-safes.
I don't know.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah, we hadn't discussed it before or anything.
Just went for it. So you take it just like as you would where you're applying like a clip-in extension, but instead a tiny little braid under there and then just slide the veil through.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I also feel like that would give you a bit of volume at the back. I might just do that anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's so clever.
With or without with a veil.
Yeah. And then the day before, I just went for a super big and bouncy blow dry because I knew that the next day, after sleeping on it, it would be like the perfect amount of bounce.
So you like a second day blow dry. And what about products? So do you use any kind of like setting sprays, hairsprays, texturizing sprays?
I think he used quite a lot of hairspray to just kind of keep the braid in place and everything around it. But generally, I'm not a big, I mean, you can probably tell from looking at me in the camera that I'm not a big hair person.
You are. You've got amazing hair.
I brush it and that's about it.
Again, a really good tip. Wake up, brush your hair, ready to go. Okay, guys, well, we will be right back after this. Welcome back. And we are on number three and we're going to talk about skincare. So let's talk about your best skincare advice.
So I started a kind of program with Elemis before my wedding. I'd say maybe 6 months or maybe a little bit earlier, where I went maybe every couple of months for a facial just to kind of prep my skin and make sure it's in perfect condition. And I think that someone actually gave me the advice at Elemis that you shouldn't have a facial too close to the big day, because a lot of people do that thinking that they'll glow, but sometimes it can bring out imperfections. So I'd had one maybe like a few weeks before, and then the night before and the morning I did like a de-puff, and then the morning while I was waiting to get my makeup done, I used their under eye de-puff eye masks to make sure that I was, because I didn't really sleep much the night before.
Oh, I was like that as well. Did you struggle to sleep the night before? It's hard when you've got all of that kind of just excitement.
Yeah. And when I went out for pizza and wine with my friend too, which was not a good idea.
Oh, that sounds like the ultimate idea.
Yeah, it just kind of lasted way longer than I thought. And then by the time I got back, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got no time. And I've got to get married tomorrow. I've got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. What did we think?
Wait, what time did you get in from the pizza and wine?
I think it was only like midnight, but I woke up in the morning and I was starting to lose my voice.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is the worst. This is why did I do this to myself?
Blame the pizza and the wine. Oh, gosh. Was it worth it, though?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, perfect. So you use the Elemis under eye patches. Are they something that you kind of rely on, you know, anytime you need a boost? Have you used them since?
definitely, especially since having a baby, they're like my ultimate go-to saviour. And also the Elemis, I'm a bit of an Elemis fangirl, the Elemis, the Pro Collagen Eye Revive Mask. It's like a gel that you just put on under your eyes at night. So I feel like that and the eye masks in the morning are like the combo that has saved me.
Oh, and you use them in the morning as well. So you're not in the night. And that's a nice way to kind of prep before makeup too, which presumably was the thing for your wedding day.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it. Okay, now let's talk about tanning. What is your best piece of tanning advice?
So definitely don't try a new tan. Do not try a new tan before your wedding, because my friend was talking to me about it and I was like, that's the worst thing you could possibly do is try a new tan. Like, just stick to what you know. Even if it's not the best, you just stick to what you know and how it ends up. Because even if you ask someone else's advice, it might react differently to your skin than to someone else's. But I actually was so naughty for my wedding, because I knew we were going to Australia before. I actually did some sunbeds in the run-up, but I didn't even, because I'm so pale naturally, I didn't turn the colour I wanted. So I did something really stupid and used wash-off tan.
On the day?
So I hadn't reached the colour that I wanted to from the sunbeds, which realistically I never was going to unless I'd literally been using them for 6 months, because I'm so pale naturally. So I used wash-off tan, because in my head I was thinking, I didn't want to be natural when I get to Australia because I want to have a natural tan. Didn't happen the whole time we were there anyway. And yeah, I used wash-off. It was actually fine. But when I took my dress off, it was orange on the inside, but thankfully it hadn't seeped to the outside.
Okay, this is good. So there's no tan on the outside?
No.
Also, that's a pretty good tan. What tan was this?
It's one that I've literally used since I was like 17. It's the Rimmel, I don't know what it's called, but it's a Rimmel one. I think they've
the sun shimmer.
Yeah.
I have used that tan. That was my university tan. I used to layer tan upon tan, and that was always the last step. And there you go. If you used it on your wedding day, you must have been able to rely on that tan 100%.
Well, I was a bit concerned, because it's the sort of tan that it looks really nice, but you wouldn't want to wear it on a hot day with a white dress, because you'd end up with patches everywhere. So I was a bit concerned, but I thought it's winter. And then I just kind of put it on and walked around with nothing on for a while to let it dry before the dress.
Let it settle, and then tackle the dress afterwards.
Yeah.
And what about fragrance? You were talking to me about fragrance before. What is your best piece of fragrance advice?
So we actually scented our wedding with Jo Malone, which sounds super bougie, but I would have thought about it. And before, I probably would have thought that's so kind of unnecessary expense. But I think it's such a great idea, because I don't know about anyone else, but there's certain smells that bring back so many memories. Like, I can literally walk past a guy that has the same aftershave as like my first boyfriend, and it takes me right back. So having the scenting of the wedding just kind of creates that smell that you then tie to the memory. So then you can like light the candle in your house and it brings you back. So along with that, we also did our own scents. And so I wore the scents that were in the wedding on myself as well. So I didn't use different fragrances. I think it might have been a bit too much.
Nice to have the one scent though for your day, like you say, that you can combine with candles as well as perfume.
Yeah.
And what did you go for?
So I had a mimosa and cardamom, which is like a really nice kind of warm, homely smell. And then I had dark amber and ginger lily, which is more of a kind of dark, musky smell.
I love both of those. Yeah. I bet that combination was amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And I think I had like a body lotion of one of them and then the perfume of the other.
That's what I like to do with Jo Malone. Like, when you can choose how to layer your fragrances, but rather than layering two scents, you can do one as the body wash and then the lotion. And then it kind of becomes like a fragrance ritual.
Yeah.
And you had those with the candles as well.
Yeah. And it was really funny, actually, because I need to buy those candles so I can smell them, because my husband's grandmother asked if she could take one of the candles, and I was like, of course you can. And then someone else asked, and I was like, of course. By the end of the night, there was no candles left, and I was like,
oh no,
I haven't got any for my memories.
So everyone went, I mean, to be fair, if I saw a Jo Malone candle at the end of the night, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least you have an excuse to buy yourself one every anniversary as well as a little reminder.
Oh, that's a great idea. I haven't even thought of that.
There you go. From now on. Well, thank you for sharing that advice. We end our episodes with our final question, which is your biggest beauty blunder. So it doesn't have to be bridal related, just a lighthearted note to finish on. What has been your biggest beauty blunder?
Well, I'm sure there are tons, especially considering I'm the sort of person that puts wash off tan on the day of my wedding. But I can remember I went to Thailand with Pandora, and the day before I went, I thought I want to be really tanned. And I put a couple of layers of tan on top of each other before I went to bed. And I woke up and the palms of my hands and the palms of my feet were so orange. And bearing in mind, we were going there to shoot a video campaign of jewellery. It was just the worst thing. We had to kind of, the whole trip, I had to carefully like position my hands with the rings on. I think they hated me.
How did you get it off though, or did you just have to commit?
I just had to go with it and just say I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry, but this is the situation.
Yeah, because even as it started, it did start to come off with the chlorine in the pool, but then it was even worse because it was like, as I said, I'm quite pale naturally, so it's like white patches in bright orange.
Oh, you should have stuck with your Rimmel. You're tried and tested.
I know, I should have.
Next time you're in Thailand, you can take the Rimmel with you.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for sharing your advice today, and thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you for having me.
And what a great chat with Sinead Crowe. Check out her blog, that's Love Style Mindfulness. It is brilliant. That's the end of another Advice Pack Grazia Beauty Life Lessons, and I'll see you again next time.